Welcome back to The Price of Business. I am your host, Kevin Price. We got a lot to cover in this last segment, so I'm going to move real quickly. Really glad to have Harvey English here with Commercial Tax. And he's a contributor to The Price of Business and brings us great guests and kind of gives us an idea of what's going on. Commercial Tax Network, they're out there making a difference. By the way, you gentlemen are actually representing me, just for disclaimer's sake, in getting making sure I'm getting the best tax savings I can for my home. And I'm telling you right now, if you're not doing that kind of thing, I'm saying shame on you, because I'm telling you, there's not a whole lot of taxes that we can do much about. This is one tax that we can actually make a stand on, and so I appreciate you guys helping me out on that. Why don't you introduce our guest you have for us here today?
Thank you, Kevin. I'm here with Jim Marfuji, and he's in the multifamily housing property management business with NOI Partners. He's been in the business for 20 years and seems to be making a big difference in the properties that he's been managing. And they've been in business for 4 years, and they are into performance environments and high-impact performance, and they seem to do really well at keeping the occupancies up and rental rates up, which is difficult to do in these times. So, Mr. Marfuji, could you tell us a little bit about your company?
First of all, thanks a lot for letting me be here today. I appreciate it.
You bet.
I enjoy the opportunity. Basically, we started NOI Capital Partners to try to differentiate property management from what it's been for 25 years. It's a very arcane business, Neanderthalish almost.
Uh-huh.
And we really came into the business to create a different model, different platform of how to manage assets and what I refer to as high impact property management. And it is the most central part of that is becoming an important partner with a client who has an investment that needs to be managed.
Yeah, very interesting. Kind of tell us, you know, what's the difference in terms of ROI? Because that seems to be the number one question everyone wants to ask. What's my return of investment going to be when it comes to something like a management company like yours?
Well, a return on investment is, really is the kind of benchmark in the industry is what are you going to get on your investment? I throw in $10,000 investment, what's my return going to be? In the multifamily markets, return on investment is iffy these days. It's a difficult market. It's difficult to buy. Credit markets are tight. Return on investments are not certainly what they used to be. The market today is going towards more value-add opportunities and buying older properties that have a value-add opportunity to try to raise return on investments.
Yeah, I want to mention to you, Harvey, real quick. They commented at the board at priceofbusinesstv.com. Cricket saying, are there any two words that cause more people to literally cringe inside than taxes and IRS? And then another commenter there, Gary, pointing out that, it's everyone's personal responsibility to take full advantage of keeping their taxes as low as possible legally. And so they commended you for what you do. Another question for our guest, James. Harvey?
Yes, sir.
Harvey.
Yeah, he enjoyed the comments too much. Yeah, go right ahead there.
So do you work primarily in what markets do you work in?
We are primarily Texas-based. We have in Austin, Dallas, Houston, Harlingen, Corpus. We also have other markets that are smaller to us, but we are essentially a Texas-based company.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How are you guys performing in light of the one of the more dicey economies that we've seen in decades?
Well, particularly it's Texas. I mean, we have over the last year the market has been horrific. Last 24 months, really. Our portfolio, we were year over year 12-13% over. Our net operating incomes are up 12-13%. Our occupancies are the highest in the business. Our properties run 96-97% physicals. Our rent basis is 3% higher than our comparatives. So we're fortunate in delivering a pretty high return basis.
Mm-hmm. I know it must be difficult to keep your assessments in line when you're outperforming most of your competitors. I know it's been it's something you have to really watch, that the uniform and equal part of the valuation is paid strict attention to, because they have a tendency to do that. Have you seen them giving you much problem with that?
I think I think I'd rather be look at higher tax basis because I'm performing better than not. But I can tell you that when you're outperforming the marketplace, it becomes a challenge. in contesting taxes.
Yeah, so what are some of the things that you would suggest people to do to make sure that they're making the most of their investments, and how do companies like yours helps make sure that happens, James?
Well, I mean, you know, property management companies are, you know, perform very basic functions. You know, they collect rent, they post accounts payable, and they ensure the integrity of the asset. That's basically what they do. There's good management companies, there's bad ones. The bottom line, though, is that if you have a decent or even good management company, they will generally perform to market. And market, as you know, is average. We're not average performers. We outperform the marketplace. So my best advice to anybody who's in the business already, invested in the business, is prepare for the worst. Manage preparing for the worst rather than planning for a better day to come. And, you know, all boats float. And in good markets, everyone does great, no matter, you don't even have to show up. But when the market's challenged, you better be very careful about who's operating your asset, what your operating protocols are, and what difference are they making to counter a bad market or a down market.
Mm-hmm. Harvey?
Yeah, I know one of the big things that I've seen in another management company that we handle that is a good detailed profit and loss statement that will show, you know, all of the expenses, and when you have maintenance issues, that we get estimates on the type of deferred maintenance that you may have and issues that you're going to be looking forward to if you're taking out reserve monies for replacement of long-lived items. So these type of things, you know, and it sounds like he's got a good handle on reporting and tracking all those expenses. That's really a vital part of what we do, is getting that information from our clients to present to the appraisal district.
No question about it. Harvey English is with Commercial Tax Network. That's commercialtax.com. And I also want to mention, of course, again, James Marfuji, and he is with NOI Capital Partners. That is NOIAmerica.com, NOIAmerica.com. James, you have offices all over the country, I'm assuming?
We have five offices from California in Texas and on the East Coast.
Got it. Yeah. And so taking care of companies, and you describe yourself as performance solutions for multifamily investors.
That's exactly what we are.
And so you're really trying to help people stay whatever it was that made them successful investors in the first place by making sure they're getting the maximum return on their investment by maintaining the integrity of their projects. Great stuff, James. Appreciate it.
I appreciate the opportunity. Thanks.
Harvey, very good stuff as well. Thanks for coming with us. And lots
Thank
of comments
you,
there. Apparently, you're going to be getting some calls here today. And so we encourage that, and the great stuff that you guys do keeping people sane when it comes to their taxes. I appreciate the good work you do. All right, I do want to remind you, the show continues 24/7 at priceofbusiness.com, where you get the best in audio, video, so much more. And stay tuned for more right here on this great station, which is Talk 650, powered by CBS Radio.